First, we're going to look at the Roman Catholic doctrine of Scripture. So a key question to ask a Roman Catholic or to ask of Roman Catholicism is, why do you think that's true? What is your authority? As a Christian, we would all say that our authority, or how we know in what things are true, what things are good or bad, that authority is the Bible. But if you ask a Roman Catholic, why do you think that is true, or what is your authority, there is a bit more complicated of an answer. The teachings of the Roman Catholic Church flow logically from the way they view authority. When you start to ask questions around the issue of authority, things become clear. Ray Galella said, Bible alone leads to Christ alone. Bible plus some other means of revelation leads to Christ plus some other means of salvation. The Roman Catholic Church teaches that the Bible has authority, but it is not sufficient and can only be rightly interpreted by the clergy. The Roman Catholic Church puts itself over God's Word and believes that the Church created God's Word, i.e., the Church determined what was canonical, rather than that God's Word creates His Church. The Roman Catholic Church interprets Matthew 16:19 as such. The power of the keys designates authority and governs the house of God, which is the Church. The power to bind and loose connotes the authority to absolve sins, to pronounce doctrinal judgments, and to make disciplinary decisions in the Church. In other words, Roman Catholics have an unbiblical doctrine of the Word. Roman Catholics challenge Protestants with the question, how do you know you are reading your Bible correctly? People interpret the Bible differently. How do you know your way is right? The task of giving an authentic interpretation of the Word of God, whether in its written form or in the form of tradition, has been entrusted to the living teaching office of the Church. This means that the task of interpretation has been entrusted to the bishops in communion with the successor of Peter, the Bishop of Rome. And this is a citation, a direct quote of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, Part 1, Section 1, Chapter 2, Article 2, Part 3. Over time, Roman Catholics have kept a record of their interpretations of Scripture, compiled them together, and made them into a separate and equally authoritative source of doctrine. The Roman Catholic Church believes that revelation is not found in Scripture alone, but also, and I quote, in the unwritten traditions which have been received by the apostles, according to Council of Trent, Session 4. Tradition, capital T, is the body of unwritten knowledge given by Christ to the apostles and handed down to and through the bishops. It is in the living presence of the Holy Spirit in the Church. This argument flows from the belief that the synoptic gospels were constructed from stories and memories that the first Christians passed down. Thus, it was the Church that put together the first Gospels, and while these are written down, there are other teachings that came from the same source that were not explicitly written down. You must refer to tradition to have an authentic interpretation of the Bible. The Church does not derive her authority about all revealed truths from Holy Scripture alone. Both tradition and Scripture must be accepted and honored with equal sentiments of devotion and reverence. And that is a direct quote from the Roman Catholic Church Catechism. Another quote from the Roman Catholic Church Catechism: tradition, Scripture, and the Magisterium, which is the teaching body of the Catholic Church, are so connected and associated that one of them cannot stand without the others. They all contribute effectively to the salvation of souls. So, for an example, in 1854, the Pope declared that Mary was born without original sin and never sinned. She was immaculately conceived. And this is a doctrine in the Catholic Church. They don't quote scripture to prove this, besides loosely Luke 1:28. But because it's a tradition of the church, and since the bishops are the ones who can interpret scripture, if you are convinced by scripture that a tradition is contrary to its teachings, you are interpreting scripture wrong.